Welcome back after the bank holiday weekend. Hope you're well. There's me old flower. Me old flower Victoria's over there, and there's Rory over there.
Hello.
Hello there, 2212. Over the weekend, I've told you about this story earlier on. You're going to hear more with Neil after 9 o'clock. Carlos, the man behind this story, will be on with Neil later on. So Carlos comes from Peru, moved over here many, many years ago, met a lovely Irish lady, moved to Cork, have beautiful kids, set up a business called Pucana Surf School. You'll find them in Garrettstown. Go and follow them on Instagram. Go and give them a lot of love and a lot of support for what happened over the weekend. I just got a message from him because I said, can you, you know, I was trying to find out the name of the other surfer involved.
That's right, yeah.
So the story is a family of four dramatically rescued from a riptide over the weekend. A father, mother, and two teenage daughters were caught in the riptide. They were pulled out. Fortunately, Carlos was on the beach and another surfer. They grabbed their boards into the water,
yeah.
Got them back to safety, back to the shore, which is
amazing,
incredible bravery. And look, at this is what they do. Like, surfers are incredible. When they see people in trouble, they're first to rescue, lifeguards, all of that. But it was Aaron O'Callaghan was the other man that was involved. So he was the other surfer. So Carlos from Pucana, P-U-K-A-N-A, Pucana Garrettstown Surf School. Give them a follow on Instagram.
Absolutely,
give them some love.
Well done, lads.
And you'll hear more about that just after 9 o'clock with Neil Prendiff. We'll find out exactly what went down. Everybody, there was a whole load of people involved in the rescue. The Coast Guards, the 115 aircraft, the RNLI from Kinsale, Cork McSherry, local Coast Guards. Well done, everybody, wow. Because we could have a horrific story this morning if it wasn't for those people on the beach. So anyway, how was your weekend, everybody?
It was class.
Good.
It was class.
That weather on St. Patrick's Day just blew everybody away.
It was gorgeous.
It was weird. It was like, hang on a second, it's supposed to be lashing. Yeah. The kids are supposed to be moaning. Everyone's supposed to be miserable. Yeah. That's your traditional St. Patrick's Day. Are you complainers?
No. You are though, aren't you?
Me?
I'm only joking. I'm winding you up this morning.
If you had something to give out about, would you say it to somebody?
No.
Probably not. It's
the odd time in a restaurant, but like, you know, you're like talking to the missus going, oh, this food is awful, it's cold, it's not what I ordered.
Yeah. And then they come over to you and go, is everything all right?
I love it. Thanks very much.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
It's very nice, thank you.
I would never complain about food in particular.
Even if it was manky, like,
I'd be concerned about what was coming back out to me after the complaint.
The old fillet steak could take a trip down someone's jocks before it came back out to you. Don't say that hasn't happened. I want you to have a listen to this, lad. He rings up an Asda because he's got an issue with his pizza, all right? Now, he bought a dodgy pizza, okay? And this is the service call.
Good afternoon, you're going to the Asda service team. How can I help? Hey, I'm really not happy. I'd like to make a complaint, please. Okay then, sir, what's this complaint about? Listen, I've just bought a pizza in Asda's in Merthyr Tydfil. I've just got home, there's absolutely no topping on it. You know, that's my dinner for the night. Right, there's no topping on it whatsoever? No, just bread. Just bread and tomato sauce? No, not even tomato sauce, just bread. Oh, okay then, sir. Sorry about that, first of all. But thanks for letting us know this information. Because what I'm actually going to do for you now is I'm going to log a product quality claim. And this is where we're going to get you out of heaven apology. And also a goodwill gesture for the inconvenience caused by a product. I mean, what about my dinner now, though? I've got to go hungry, have I? Sorry about that, sir. But if you could get back to store, they'd be able to exchange this for you. Oh, I've got to go all the way back up to Asda just to take this bloody pizza back. Going to get a new one with topping on. Can I get one delivered? It's just, you know, it's a long way. I mean, that's up Dowlas topping Asda. I'm all the way back my town. It's a long way to go. I mean, look at it. It's just, sorry, I've opened it upside down.
What a donkey. I love it. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
This morning.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
I seen over the weekend, I think it was Saturday, a story broke where Louis Walsh admitted on the previous night's show that he had battled some kind of rare blood cancer and beaten it, thankfully for him. That was across all the papers. But now we're swinging back to more negative Louis Walsh news, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And he's brought it upon himself. And I don't know what your thoughts on this is. Like, God forbid any of you, like, I'm sure plenty of you listening have gone through really bad illnesses.
Yeah.
You might have even beaten cancer or whatever the case would be. You might be battling it now at this very moment. But if you're, correct me if I'm wrong on this one, if you got very sick yeah. and then you get better, what would that do to you as a person?
You want to make amends with everyone, don't you?
Wouldn't you just be like, have a different outlook on
absolutely
life?
Absolutely would. Puts everything into perspective.
And it'd definitely change yeah. your personality. And I think you'd become, you know, far more grateful to be alive.
Yeah.
So why is
Louis gone down a different path altogether, lads?
He's just gone down a different rabbit hole altogether.
The wheels have come off.
So yeah. now it's Ronan Keating that's getting a lashing out of it.
It's
Ronan Keating.
Like, this happened last week. Basically, Louis was talking to Sharon and he was talking about kind of previous clients that he's worked with. And obviously, we heard the bit about Jedward last week, and he also had a bit of a lash off Ronan Keating. Have a listen.
He was such a...
What did he start with?
Yeah, he's such a... I can't repeat the word.
What day is today?
Tuesday.
Yeah?
He was such a...
Did he see him next Tuesday? Or is he...
he didn't say that, no.
Okay.
He was such a...
Hey, sugar!
Everybody thinks he's a lovely guy, you know what I mean?
Bye, that's all right.
He hasn't had a hit record.
In how long?
Since I left. But he sacked me.
Ronan sacked him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a bit of audio came out over the weekend. I think Ronan was talking to an Irish Sun journalist. And have a listen.
Okay, Ronan, take
this
it away.
Is his response.
I don't have any time for the guy, you know? We're a million miles from each other. He hurt me. He really hurt me.
Did
it? He hurt me, absolutely. And he knows it. I don't have time for that. I have no respect for him because he has none for me because he was jealous and he was upset that I had to turn around and sack him because he wouldn't manage me. I've got one shot at this. He can manage 10 different bands, 20 different bands. I've got one shot at this. So you can ask me. No time for that. Don't talk to the guy. I haven't seen him. I haven't heard from him. Man. Don't
Yeah,
he sounds like he tracked him down in a coffee shop or something there, didn't he?
Yeah, it sounds a little bit sort of like undercover journalism. And as I said, he was speaking to the Irish Sun there. But he lets you know how he feels about the situation anyway. So it's,
lads,
I don't know.
Life's too short.
Life is too short,
kiss
yeah.
Kiss and make up.
Absolutely, yeah. 100%.
Do you know what they need to do? A duet together.
Oh, God.
Ronan and Louis. put Louis into a little house on the prairie dress with the bonnet.
Sit him on a rocking chair.
You say it best. When you say nothing at all.
That's exactly what they
let
say.
Him at it.
Yeah, Jason Smith was the winner of Dancing with the Stars over the weekend.
Oh, the Irish one, yeah.
Yeah, he's actually a gold medalist Paralympian. He was the winner. And of course, we had our own beautiful Miriam who was taking part in that series.
Yeah.
Jason Smith was crowned the winner. So congratulations to him. And this is another one that always, I do not understand this. Katie Price has been declared bankrupt for a second time.
But that's a weekly occurrence, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I really wish somebody could explain that situation to me. All these huge megastars who say they're bankrupt.
Mm-hmm. They say, what happens?
Buy a mansion.
They open up a company.
Or they go to Dubai for 3 weeks.
Yeah, they open up a new company. They run all their business out of that. That runs out of money, they go, I'm sorry, I'm bankrupt
is
now.
Is that what it is?
Then they're bankrupt. Over in England, you can be bankrupt for a year and you can start up another company again. And the cycle continues.
Get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Morning, Sinead. How's it going?
Morning, Casey. How are you?
Not too bad. ABBA or no ABBA at a wedding? What are we talking?
ABBA.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nah.
It's
not for me, Sinead.
Vic's having none of it. She has banned ABBA from her wedding in a couple of months from now. Yeah. What if actual ABBA turned up and said, we will do a gig for you for free?
I'd still say no.
You'd horse them out of the building.
You're all right, thanks, lads.
David found this for you. What about a kind of a rocky version of ABBA's music? No. This is Fozzy.
No,
it's not happening.
I don't like the songs.
Okay, that's all right. That's okay. Anyway, Sinead, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
We're good. After a bank holiday weekend, we all need cuddles, more sleep, money. Yeah. Lots of money. Let's play. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Sinead, when is the next bank holiday Monday?
Easter Monday.
What group was Ronan Keating part of?
Boyzone.
What guy was once married to Madonna?
Guy Ritchie.
Can you name a beach in Cork that begins with the letter G? A beach in Cork that begins with the letter G. I've got three of them here in front of me.
Oh, I'm in a blank.
Kinsale direction. It kind of sounds like a man's name. Like if the man's name was Garrett.
Gary Vaughan.
Question number 5. Yes And is the current song by what singer? Yes And.
Ariana Grande.
Question number 6. In Friends, what was Chandler Bing's middle name? Quickly. Chandler Bing's middle name in Friends was? Was an
unusual. Don't have a clue.
No idea. Throw a guess, Emmy.
George.
It's not George. And we're out of time, my friend, at question 6. Chandler Bing killed the game. Do you know the answer, Vic?
No.
It was Muriel.
What?
Chandler Bing's middle name, Muriel.
It's Muriel.
Bizarre.
There you go. I didn't know that either.
And was there any Friends fans out there that knew that one? Because that is a particularly... That's a proper Friends fan question.
You're a big fan if you know that, yeah.
Easter Monday is correct. Boyzone, Guy Ritchie. Garrettstown, Gary Vaux, Gary Lucas. You get me, Gary Vaux. Ariana Grande is correct for number 5. And we only got to number 6. Now, it's the Tuesday after a bank holiday, Monday.
Yeah.
We're all a little bit cloudy and a little bit rusty. Will we get her back during the week?
Yeah, we will.
All right.
That's if she wants to come back.
If you want to come back, Sinead, because I think there's a better game in you than that. That's for sure.
Hopefully.
In the meantime, €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors and a Tuesday morning up the Rebels mug for
Absolutely.
You as well. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
No worries. Have
well
a lovely
done,
day.
Sinead.
See you, Sinead.
Thank you.
Pop quiz back tomorrow. Qualifying question of 5 to 8.
That's the sport that simply suits.
I thought you were going to inhale the microphone there.
I was
going
to give it a go.
So, United are back, are they? Jesus.
Yeah, they criticised a couple of months ago for going to Anfield, for getting a nil all draw where they were, for parking the bus. They didn't park the bus today.
And so, what could that do for Erik ten Hag?
That's huge. Huge. I think Tottenham trying to get momentum into the season. If they'd lost today, especially in the second half, the way the game was going, they would look like they were going to lose the game. We keep talking about belief in terms of winning big football matches. You're at Man United to win big football matches. They've lost far too many this year. They've not turned up again in the big games. They're turning up today. Hopefully that will give the belief to the players, and we look forward to the semi-final draw.
Okay. It hurt. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was an incredible game of football.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
you see it over the weekend, Vic?
I didn't see the game, no.
I recommend go back and look at the goals highlights. It was okay. Down to the last 60 seconds of the game.
It's the worst way to lose a game, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
I enjoyed it.
I know you did.
It was a nice little birthday present for me.
Look,
it was,
big,
yeah.
Gloaty head.
Getting back to wedding songs, Victoria. Victoria has banned ABBA from her wedding in a couple of months. She's having absolutely none of it. And the ABBA army have been out in force in support of you this morning. Yeah. This is incredible.
Victoria, I have to say I'm with you, but I wouldn't stop at a wedding. No more ABBA ever. Can't stand them.
Banned from life.
Yeah.
So I want you to help us put together Victoria's wedding disco playlist here this morning. So far, I have everything...
Gangster's Paradise.
To Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter. To the Nolans. Are we digging the Nolans?
Yeah, I don't mind the Nolans.
I mean, it's quality wedding cheese. Like, but what have you got for weddings, for Victoria's wedding playlist? Someone is saying It Must Be Love by Madness.
Absolutely. That's a great song.
That was our first dance song.
Yeah, great choice.
Incredible track.
I still want the Birdie song. I'm still holding out.
You ban ABBA and you want the Birdie song. Now, someone is suggesting Maniac has to play at your wedding, but...
That's a great song.
I need to know which one.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
You're going for proper...
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking
sweat of. Sweatband 80s.
Wait, what's the other one?
Oh, no, there's only one Maniac. Oh, yeah. Mark McCabe. It's not an Irish wedding.
No.
Hold on a second, you have to have this. This is the end of night banger. It's not an Irish wedding or a wedding in this country without a bit of Mark McCabe and Maniac 2000. You got to trust me on that one. You see, this is why you would never be a good wedding DJ. This is the ultimate wedding song.
Oh, yeah, great song.
And another because another one would quite literally bite the dust. What about Don't Marry Me? Or Don't Marry Her
Is that Beautiful South?
By the Beautiful South.
Oh, great song. I love Beautiful South.
Will we do inappropriate wedding songs?
Okay, yeah, let's do that for the crack.
Gold Digger, that works.
Hey!
Highway to Hell.
Imagine if I played that.
Still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Oh,
you too.
Brilliant. I like these lads. This is better, you see.
The Prodigy Smack Mac. No.
No.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Hey, you can't enter this. You could have your wedding paid for. We'll pay for many weddings if you land this on Friday. This is a guaranteed €120,000. Incredible stuff, lads and ladies. If you want to play, here's what you do. This money's going to go on Friday. Somebody listening right now, hopefully to this show, will have €120,000 landing in your bank account on Friday. Text the word RED to 57557. That is the word RED to 57557 if you want to buy a digital ticket for the draw on Friday. It will cost £250 to enter. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Goal Out network of stations. RedFM.ie will get you more. The entry must be in with Kira by 3 p.m. She will get Barry to make the call between 3 and 4. And then at 5 o'clock, someone will have €120,000 in their bank account. From us to you, just for listening to Cork's Good Times Red FM. Text RED to 57557. That is the word RED to 57557. And the very best of luck. Just to mention again, you need to be over 18 if you are playing this game. And if you want to see the T's and C's, redfm.ie will tell you everything you need to know. So that is the word RED to 57557. Stand by your phone on Friday. Set an alarm between 3 and 4. It is a guaranteed €120,000.
Life-changing cash for Cork. Red FM's Cash Machine.
I know when Vic is struggling and when it's early in the morning and she's had a very busy weekend emceeing the Cove Parade and just been a mum and running around the place. So I kindly offered this morning, I said, I'll make you a cup of tea. Do you know what? I've got a cheeky little Kit Kat in the top drawer for you. And she said, no.
No, I can't.
Why?
I've got to lose a bit of timber before this wedding.
I've got to lose a bit of timber.
I'm serious. Lads, I've got to cut down on the biscuits and the chocolate and all that.
I've got to
wear a wedding dress.
I've got to lose a bit of timber.
Yeah, it's like Jeff Cates, isn't it?
Your horse and Paul's over a ditch.
Oh, listen, I've got to lose a few pounds, lads.
What's the clock now? What are we talking?
We've only got a few months left. Like, I've kind of left it till, you know, quite late. But
no, you don't need to. You're fine.
I do.
You don't need to
I
at
do,
all.
Casey.
Okay.
It's just about how you feel, isn't it?
Well, it's, yeah,
you know
maybe
what I mean?
It is. Yeah.
I want to feel good and nice and slim on my wedding day. So I've got to lose a bit of timber.
A bit of timber. Yeah. I love that. I love it. Timber.
Did you never hear that before?
I've never heard weight described as timber.
Oh, yeah. Got to lose a bit of timber. Yeah, that's on the old, you know, tummy.
I know. Why have
the
a six?
Tummy.
Why have a six pack when you can have a keg?
I've never had a six pack in my life, anyway. Apart from in a carrier bag.
Just have a keg. So you could do an Oprah on it.
Yeah, but just don't be offering me chocolate now.
No, I won't, I promise you. No.
You know that's my Achilles heel.
I know.
Isn't it? It's especially between sort of 6 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, it can all go pear-shaped.
Okay.
Pete Tong.
I'm having a cup of tea and a Kit Kat now.
Oh, go away.
I'm waving the window at you. Listen,
I wouldn't give for a stick of your Kit Kat.
Oprah had to leave Weight Watchers. Did you hear that, Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah, is this the Ozempic thing?
She was on the old Ozempic, and she's a shareholder in Weight Watchers.
Right.
She owns like $45 million worth of Weight Watchers, and the board went, "Hang on a second, this isn't good."
No,
So she had to bail out.
Yeah.
So stay away from that stuff, anyway.
Oh, you can't get hold of it anyway, can you?
I don't know. 0868104106. Anybody out there got a bid for Vic? All you need to do.
Yeah.
This is the truth.
I know what it is. Stop eating junk like crisps, like, biscuits.
Eat less, move more. Loads of walking.
Yeah.
It's all you need to do. You don't need to kill yourself.
No, I know. Slow and steady wins the race.
Tea and Kit Kat wins the day.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, an unmissable, outrageous true story. Stream Mary and George with Now.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor, A Murder on the Dance Floor. It's Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 7:20. Good morning. This is KC. Victoria's over there.
All right.
Rory's in sports. Kelly's taking care of news. Let's bring you a little bit of Friday on a Tuesday morning, will we? Everywhere I went over the weekend, I was meeting people wondering two things.
Yeah.
How is my mother still talking to me? And
Where can you buy the hairbrush?
Where can you buy the hairbrush?
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, at the end of the show at about 5 to 9 on Friday after I played this call, we got messages from people saying that they'd gone to Amazon and the hairbrush had sold out.
Yeah, there was a rush.
There was a rush
in sales.
There was a rush for hairbrushes. So let me explain if you missed this on Friday. My wife bought my mum a present for Christmas. It was just a joke. It was a little gimmicky thing. It's a hairbrush. You screw off the top and it's an actual massive flask and you can put your favourite beverage in there if you're going to a music festival, or you can fill it with water if you're going for a walk.
Absolutely.
While brushing your hair.
Whatever you want.
Water, preferably. And we're in no way encouraging any of you to bring these into any establishments.
No.
Venues are struggling enough and pubs are struggling enough, so please don't do this, okay? But my mother, at a wedding, at a family wedding 3 weeks ago, up in a very plush, very, very plush hotel, we're all sitting around the table and she breaks out the hairbrush. And she starts pouring her. And we're like, "Mom, what are you doing?" Now, again, my mom is 68, and she doesn't give a hoot. She doesn't give a flute about anything.
No, she's dead right.
She's just that. She
I
just
love that.
Couldn't care less.
Yeah.
So I thought ringing her from the hotel as the operating manager, saying we have you on CCTV and we'd like you to come back and pay your bar bill. And she hadn't a clue with me. She's daft as a brush.
Hello?
Could I speak with Miss Cunningham?
This is me.
My name is Viktor Forshkinsky. I work with, do you know Castle Hotel?
Yeah.
I believe you were guest at our wedding a couple of weeks ago. My manager approached me to ask you to talk to you about an incident at the hotel.
Incident?
My manager presented with me video footage of your family drinking drinks that were not bought in the hotel.
Are you for real?
No, this is not a joke. This is for real. The bar took a substantial hit that night because vodka was brought into the main room. Miss Cunningham, we have you on CCTV footage in the hotel pouring vodka from a hairbrush into your glasses. Into your glass.
Licking fuck out your hairbrush.
Miss Cunningham, we have complained.
I usually brush my hair with a hairbrush.
We are Castle. We are top hotel in whole country. We have very strict rules around bringing alcohol from other places into the establishment.
Why didn't you come and talk to me that night when I was there?
We have taken time to try and track you down to say that we would need you to pay the equivalent of what you drank in cash.
And how much did I drink?
Considering the price per shot, if we were charging per shot, plus we want to throw in a deception charge, plus an inconvenience charge, we calculate €4,912.
You go away. Are you for real? Well, I cannot see. I don't know how I brought it in.
Oh, you know, times are hard.
Well, God love you. I feel so sorry for you. But I know I'm not the only one that does this.
Well, so you're admitting you did it then, Miss Cunningham.
I said I'm not the only one that does.
You are admitting to me now that you brought in over a liter of vodka in a hairbrush and I wanted to make my monies back, please.
Will you show me the hairbrush?
I'm looking at video footage of you here right now. What are we going to do about the bill?
Wait, send it on to me.
Send it on to you, okay. What is your address, ma'am?
Prison Road Bell.
Prison Road Bell, you think this is a joke? You will end up in prison, ma'am.
Well, if I end up in prison, I tell you, you're coming along with me.
Do you believe in Holy God?
I do.
Do you think Holy God would like this?
I'd say if he could drink it up, he wouldn't mind.
And we will be sending large bill to you now.
Oh, very good. I'm looking forward to that. Will you send me a voucher for a free meal as well while you're at it? Bring down your prices and you might make it easier for a lot of people. Are you okay now?
KV, I will post today. You will expect by Monday, maybe Tuesday, because it's bank holiday, yes?
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much and goodbye.
Oh, very much. Goodbye to you too.
Fully convinced that she'd been busted by the hotel, she rings me in a panic straight afterwards. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, who, what did he say? And how much is the bill? Oh, man, that's a lot of money. You got to pay back. I left her stew for an hour.
Oh, you're so bad.
But did you see what somebody did at Cheltenham as well over the Cheltenham Festival? A punter defied Cheltenham booze prices with a sneaky trick and brought in a flask that's made out of binoculars.
Oh, my God. That is brilliant.
The camera is on TV. Whoa. Caught her drinking
out of the binoculars. I love it, lads.
They're all at it. Red
FM Breakfast. With Now, stream must watch sport, blockbuster movies, and the biggest shows with Now. No contract.
Good morning, everybody. This is KC. There's Victoria. Kelly's on news. Rory's on sport for you this morning. And Neil Prendeville is back from 9 o'clock. Right, WhatsApp into us. Let's see. Eva has been on to me to say, we went to the Rugby World Cup and the only thing they served, this particular drink that I don't like, so I snuck in 700 millilitres of my favourite tipple into the games in a flask that looks like a digital camera. It gets better. Yeah. In a flask that looks like a digital camera and in breast milk bags.
Oh, yeah, the bags, the little bags.
Got away with it for every game. Now, had you been stopped and searched and you weren't, oh, these are breast milk bags, did you have a baby with you by any chance? I genuinely can't believe you said that you don't like ABBA. It's amazing, especially with your wedding coming up.
I've never liked them.
Can I make a suggestion?
ABBA?
Can we get the listeners to pick some music for your wedding? For your wedding disco. We need some Vic bangers. How could you have a wedding and a wedding party without this?
It's just not my cup of tea.
This is the ultimate drunken wedding music.
Nah.
Yeah, baby.
I would rather have like something by the Supremes or
Diana Ross
disco. Definitely.
Vibe to it. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, look. So you do like it?
No, I don't like the songs. I would never ever play ABBA. Okay. I just wouldn't.
Suggestions for Victoria's wedding, please.
Non-ABBA related.
Okay.
I have got somebody else here who doesn't like them. Emma. Okay. She says, I'm with Victoria. I hate ABBA as well.
And Monica as well. You've a little anti-ABBA army.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, girl.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
7:45. Ronan Keating and Louis Walsh, loggerheads.
Yeah, Ronan's not happy. Last week in the house, Louis made some snide comments about Ronan and his career and what it was like to manage him. And a journalist caught up with Ronan Keating over the weekend. And this is what Ronan had to say about the situation.
Can I just say, this sounds like a snaky phone under a kettle.
Oh, kind it is. Of, proper it, undercover journalism.
Did Ronan know he was being recorded?
I don't know. It was a journalist from the Irish Sun.
Uh-huh.
And the audio has
been... He had a microphone in his sock.
It kind of sounds like that, doesn't it? But have a listen. It's been released. It's gone viral. It's all over the place. But have a listen.
I mean, Louis Walsh has been a bit of a... over the years, you know. I just want to, you know, listen, I'm grateful to Louis for what he did for me when I joined, got into Boyzone and helped us out. But, you know, after that, we kind of made our own success. I was offended because, you know, we were very close. We were very good friends. You know, we put Westlife together and, you know, we were... It was more than just, you know, working together. We were friends. We called each other. We talked about music. We'd go for dinner. We'd hang out, you know. And I liked his company and I think he liked mine. And when, you know, when I said to him a year previous, Louis, you know, you're not managing me. I hear, please look after these things and do this. I'll do it. 6 months later, nothing changed. I said, Louis, come on, you know, this isn't working. I opened in Australia last night and you didn't even know. But
so what is the situation with you two now?
I don't have any time for the guy, you know. We're a million miles from each other. He hurt me. He really hurt me.
Did
it? He hurt me, absolutely. And he knows it. I don't have time for that. I have no respect for him. Because he has none for me. Because he was jealous. And he was upset.
He's very jealous of me. Oh, you have a phone in me, Jax.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a bit of undercover journalism. But as I said, you'll be able to find that clip. It's on the internet. But yeah, doesn't sound like it's a very good relationship, does it, really, going forward?
Yeah. So Roland sacked Louis as his manager because Louis wasn't allegedly doing the business, you know?
Yeah. As he said there, he was opening in Australia or something and Louis didn't even know.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to be his manager.
What was he opening in Australia?
I don't know.
Tenor tuna? Or was it a gig? Which was it? It could be anything, you see. This is where we get. This is the grey area.
Yeah. Tenor tuna.
I was opening a jar of marmalade. Didn't even know.
Anyway, you can continue to watch the fallout of that situation. I would imagine it's only going to get worse going forward. There's been a lot of talk over the weekend about this James Bond thing. You know, we were saying that Cillian Murphy was kind of being suggested or maybe had been spoken to about taking on the role.
Mm-hmm.
But they did a poll and the person coming out on top apparently is...
Tom Hardy?
No. Keep going.
Hardy would be my number one show.
His face has been appearing all right, but he's not the guy that came out top of the poll.
Okay, is this a public vote?
It's a public vote.
Of who they want in there? Oh, Ken Barlow.
Yeah, totally. Because he looks like James Bond.
Is it your man, Henry Cavill?
Yeah, he's another guy there's a few guys that have been floating around. It's Idris Elba.
Yeah, he's tapped out a long time ago. Yeah. He said he didn't want to do it.
He is, apparently.
He'd be brilliant. He would be absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Do we still think Cillian would be a good James Bond?
He would be, but I don't think he's going to do it, you see.
I don't think so either. Yeah. But you know what? We could be surprised by that.
Yeah.
Just saying. That's your VIPs.
Give it to Ronan Keaton. Because I'm shaking and stored. Off of those Louis comments.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream Ferrari starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz with a Now Cinema membership.
You could. It's all on the way to you.
Yeah.
We're putting Victoria's wedding disco playlist together this morning.
Ben's been on to me here, right? You see, Ben is speaking my language. Ben says, Vic, you have to have Donna Summer, I Feel Love on your list. Yeah. See?
Yeah.
That's definitely more my bag.
Disco banger.
I'm definitely more disco than I am sort of ABBA situation.
Okay. Johnny's got a good suggestion. I like this one, Johnny.
Good morning, guys. Good track there for the playlist for the wedding. The Ronettes, Be My Baby.
You see, a bit of soul, you know, a bit of funk, a bit of soul, a bit of disco.
This has been suggested. This song gives me a bit of PTSD.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah. This is the greatest American hero opening song. Do you know this? It's from a TV show from, I think, back in the 80s.
Okay.
The first weekend I ever came to Cork, my first weekend here,
yeah,
I was living on the South Douglas Road. And the lad that I was living with, we got a taxi into town. And this absolute, all right, story, boys, picked us up.
Yeah.
This absolute hero.
Yeah.
And I said to him, listen, we're new in town.
Yeah.
We just arrived down. And he obviously seen my buddy, who was another lad with me, put two and two together, thought we were a couple. And he said, can you bring us into a nightclub in town? Can you bring us into somewhere? I've just the spaff, you know. Hang on there, lad. Pulled up outside the Savoy. It was a Sunday night. And we went into the Savoy. And we're kind of looking around. The place was wedged. I think there's no women in here.
It's a gay club. It's
very gay.
Yeah.
It was Sunday night. I think it was called Workout. It was on in the Savoy.
I think I remember, you know.
Yeah, it was on a Sunday
night. Yeah.
We were up in the balcony looking down on the floor. And they played this song.
Yeah.
But when they played it, everybody there was dressed up as superheroes and Lycra, and they'd all fun costumes on, and it was a themed night.
Cool.
But they picked up a little fella who was dressed in a Superman outfit.
Yeah.
And about 15 or 20 of the lads carried him around the dance floor while he pretended to be Superman to this song.
Walking on air. That's a great song, though.
That was my introduction.
That's a great song.
To nightclubs in Cork.
I'd put that on my list.
Was a fella being carried around the dance floor in the Savoy in his underpants to the theme tune of The Greatest American Hero. Give me a better welcome to Cork than that.
With KC